And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. And of course, we'll continue with our consultations here. We're trying to track down Fareed, and I'm going to go over some of the reasons why cardiovascular is so important. First, it's going to reduce blood viscosity, which is really important. It's going to reduce plaque. It'll reduce the calcification of arteries. It kills the nanobacteria off in the arterial wall, which is infected biofilm. And it helps to tonically energize the mitochondria in your blood vessel walls. Oh, I can hear a bumper. I don't know why that's kicking. Okay, good. Okay, hello, Fareed. I guess we had kind of a misfire there for a second. Let's start off with basically cardiovascular. It's the foundational formula for keeping your heart, and there's a number of things that it does before we get into the specific seven synergistic herbs. It helps prevent plaque forming. It kills the nanobacteria that infect the biofilm. It supports the mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels. It helps to support the prevention of oxidization of cholesterol and fatty acids. So it does a whole range of things. It calms the autonomic nervous system that can be overactive, that can actually trigger off problems. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it? So let's get into the seven synergistic herbs that are present in the cardiovascular and why I would add specific other nutraceuticals, but if you don't have the cardiovascular for of the arteries, etc. Yeah, I can hear you, Fareed. Go ahead.
Sorry, you cut out there for a minute, Dr. Bill. Yeah, so the one of the key components of the cardiovascular is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the hawthorn is a cardiotonic, but if you don't use the right component, and all the other so-called competitors that are knockoff formulas that stole the formula and are using an inferior version of it from the wrong places in the wrong part of the plant, extend of if they have blocked arteries, they open up. If their blood pressure is up, it reduces. If they're in heart failure, it helps them reduce the amount of medications they need. Again, the fact is that we tell people, we may not eliminate all the drugs, but we can eliminate so many that you're down to like one or two rather than on 8 or 10. That's a big deal. And I've changed the terms to pharmacy, F-A-R-M, or harmacy, H-A-R-M. You don't want to be either going to the pharmacy or being farmed. So let's talk about the next component.
So then we have the aged garlic extract.
The allicin, which we have in our allicin med. There's some other components that block what's called angiotensin-converting enzymes, so it lowers blood pressure. If your ACE levels are high, which is basically triggered off from the kidney, you're going to have higher blood pressure. So that's really important. So you not only kill off the nanobacteria that infect the biofilm that can cause oxidative stress to cholesterol and to fatty acids causing plaque, you actually block the ACE inhibition without causing side effects. Like the regular, we call ACE inhibitors, like Capitin, will actually cause a cough because they block bradykinin and neurotenin degradation, and the elevated levels will actually trigger off a cough. That doesn't happen with cardiovascular. Next component?
We have the cayenne.
Cayenne is basically a vasodilator, helps nitric oxide. Next.
Bilberry.
The most dialyzable antioxidant we know other than hydrogen. What that means is it's a small molecule that gets through all the body tissues, liver, kidney, brain, whatever, and it grabs single oxygen. And remember now, there's a chain of free radicals, single oxygen, then hydroperoxy, then nitroperoxy radical, and the basis for many illnesses, including diabetes and hypertension, is free radicals, period. So, the Hayflick theory of aging was that it was due to the number of cell divisions. The free radical theory was that free radicals already burn your cells out, and if you don't replace old damaged mitochondria or cells, the organs become old. Both are true to a little extent. Getting rid of the old damaged cells is really important. Okay, next one.
Ginkgo.
Ginkgo biloba reduces blood viscosity, and it reduces the inflammatory markers tied with that, C-reactive protein and PI-1, which is plasminogen activator inhibitor 1. If your blood flows more like corn syrup or, in Canada, maple syrup instead of water, you're going to end up with heart pumping harder to get it to move, to deliver oxygen and nutrients. And you're also going to increase the stress load on the heart vessels, so they're going to thicken and become less compliant, so they're not going to in diastole absorb or swell to grab fluid to pump it out, and therefore your stroke volume is going to reduce. So it's important to have this corrected. Next.
And then we have the milk thistle.
Universal stimulant for detoxification. The neat thing about detoxification is that a lot of the toxins in our environment now...
Yeah, I lost them too. Sure. So what are the benefits of all this? So perfusion is really key to many functions in the body, and improved perfusion leads to healthier skin, improved stamina, resistance to infection, clearer thinking, lower blood pressure, less shortness of breath. And on the flip side of that, if your circulation is struggling, we end up with things like vertigo, fatigue, wounds that take a long time to heal, cold extremities, varicose veins, swelling, and the list goes on. And so it's really foundational. And
can you hear me now? Am I back?
You're back.
Yeah, I mean, it's fluctuating. I guess there's something going on. We've had trouble with our Cox cable here in North County, San Diego. They're on a kind of... I was using some humor yesterday when I was talking to Cox. I said, we're about to have an internet divorce, and there's going to be lots of little bit bites laying around that are going to be unhappy. So, when you're getting packet loss, which we're having suffering right now, and they're still, quote, can't solve it, I said, I've had enough screw-ups with Cox cable. All you have to do is give me a two-hour training on your equipment and put a cap on my head and one of your sweaters or jackets, and I could be in tech and do your job better than you guys.
So right now, Dr. Bill, you're sounding a bit like Darth Vader.
I'm Darth Deagle, actually, right now. Can you continue for a second? I'm going to dial in by phone to the studio, and we'll see if we can actually get a little better sound by connecting by phone, because this is pretty bad.
Yes, that's probably a good idea. In terms of the seven ingredients, so we were talking about the formula, and this formula incidentally was developed by my dad, and my dad is a retired pharmacist trained and educated in Germany. He had 5 years of pharmacognosy, which is a fancy way of saying the study of medicinal plants. And so when he came to Canada in the late 60s, he was actually surprised that none of his colleagues really understood much about herbal medicine at all. So he got started in the practice here in Canada by bringing actually in some of the herbs from Germany that he was familiar with. And he eventually specialized in natural medicine as part of his pharmacy practice, and was one of the few pioneering pharmacists in Alberta that actually had a really good understanding of...
Dr. Bill calling.
Dr. Bill, you're sounding terrible. Are you there?
Yeah, it's fluctuating, though. Can you connect me by phone? Because it's not... Are things okay? Because it's fluctuating, but I'll tell you what, why don't you just keep me on the phone line here, and I'll try the speaker. If it drops, just pick me up on the phone, okay?
Well, we're having some technical difficulties today. Hopefully, it'll resolve in a few minutes. So,
come here, Dr. Bill, by phone.
Better connection than
my current version, which is pretty bad.
Hey. Well, whoever is listening out there...
Are we connected now, Dan?
Okay, no worries. So I'm just going to continue on here. We're having some technical difficulties that are going to need a few minutes to resolve. So I'm just going to continue on here. And I was mentioning that Dad came to Canada and he started a herbal practice in Edmonton, Alberta. And Cartavite came about in the late 90s when he was approached by the chelation Society of Alberta, and they're looking for a product that will help their chelation patients. So this product, Cartavite, has been around for about 15 years. We've had lots of great testimonials. Had a saying that when we were kids, and he would say to us in German, Kreislauf ist alles. And what that means is circulation is everything. And, you know, we all know that the heart is important, but we don't really think about the rest of our circulatory system. So it's not just about the heart. It's about the heart and the blood vessels, so the pump and the pipes. And so CardioVasc really addresses both. It helps to strengthen the heart muscle. It helps improve cardiac output. It helps to oxygenate the blood, the heart, so that it can do its job with less effort. So, you know, one of the immediate benefits of that is that if you find yourself, getting winded because you're exercising or even just working in the yard, you start on CardioVasc, and you'll notice that after a couple weeks of taking it, that you're going to have less of that winded feeling, because the heart's working more efficiently. It's getting more oxygen. The other thing, you know, we were talking about the blood vessels, you know, there's a network of blood vessels. You've got the arteries, but you've also got the capillaries, the small blood vessels that you can find in your eyes and your kidneys. And CardioVasc is really designed for the entire circulatory system. So these seven herbs have been selected to work on different parts of the circulatory system. So the hawthorn, for example, works directly on the heart. However, the bilberry works on the small blood vessels, the ones that are found in your eyes and your kidneys. It's a dialyzable antioxidant, as Dr. Bill likes to mention, but the other thing that it does is it strengthens the capillary walls, and therefore helping, you know, blood perfuse more efficiently. We often get asked about a couple of ingredients that are included in the formula, and the two ingredients that we get asked the most about are the milk thistle and the valerian root. And not everybody understands why we would include the milk thistle, which is primarily for the liver, and valerian, which is for stress. Why would you include that in a heart and circulation formula? And the answer is that in the case of milk thistle, we have it in CardioVasc because as the body is improving its blood flow, it's removing more toxins from the capillary beds, and the liver actually ends up having to work a bit harder because it's processing more toxins. So CardioVasc can actually be considered a detox formula as well. And so the milk thistle helps the liver, supports the liver in processing out these toxins that are being removed at a higher rate than otherwise would be the case. The valerian is in there for the fight and flight response.
Dr. Bill here, I'm back.
Oh, okay, good.
We're connected by phone because our Cox cable are screwing around with our lines again. I don't know what they're doing, but we have really poor service here in North County, and I'm going to be obviously having what's called an internet divorce from them really shortly. It'll be. I feel like my Cox cable has got the wife beater shirt on, and I'm the wife, but I have a baseball bat with spiky things in it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what was going on there, but you were sounding like Darth Vader, and then...
Yeah, it's better now on the phone with a Bose connection and everything, right? Okay, yeah. So let's summarize. When you take CardioVasc, here's the things you need to take in addition to it. Number one, you need to take a CoQ10. We have the only non-crystallized CoQ10. You want to take our magnesium glycinate. You want to take things to help stimulate nitric oxide, which is Supernox. You want to take our Beat VO2 Max, which provides the nitrates. You want to take an omega fatty acid, Omega Supreme Pro. In most cases, that's going to help. Now, sometimes people have elevated homocysteine that's burning their artery walls, and we need to give them some methyl. We may need to also give them things to protect against free radicals, such as cell detox glutathione and the gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols to stop peroxynitrate. There are tests that you can do, actually, to identify if these problems are present.
One of the best is the what's called an EndoPad or EndoFelix test. We've talked about tests before. You're familiar with them, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, what they do is they actually squeeze your arm for up to 5 minutes, cut off the arterial blood supply, and they either look at the temperature change or the blood flow change in your fingertips. So there's non-invasive, basically. The nice thing about them is they'll help along. Now, there's some fancier cardiac tests like a echocardiography, both transesophageal and transthoracic. Most commonly, they just do a transthoracic. You should also look at your arteries, like your carotid artery, to make sure you don't have plaque there that if you throw it off. If your atria is less, your left atrium is less than 5 centimeters, you may be a candidate if you've got atrial fibrillation for defibrillation at 50 kilojoules. A lot of time, if you don't have adequate levels of magnesium, use other nutraceuticals to make your mitochondria work. The cardioversion won't work. And we use other things like Forescolin to help with that cardioversion. The problem is that the thing that the typical doctors will use would be either Coumadin or it's right post-op, they might use low molecular weight heparin. The drug Xarelto is quite dangerous, actually, and there's a lot of lawsuits in Texas and elsewhere. Eliquis is a little safer, but to be honest with you, the best is to use nattokinase, which we carry. And the average male or larger person will need 2-3 to 4 times a day, and the female 1-3 times a day. But you've got to start off with your cardiovascular in order to be able to succeed, because a lot of the parameters are fixed just by that alone. So someone says, I only have a limited budget, give me one thing or two things. I say, look, take the Omega Supreme Pro and Cardiovasc, and we'll recheck you. Now, you can recheck with a QRMA, or you can actually do a blood viscometry test through Meridian Valley Labs to see if your PI-1 and your blood viscosity are normalizing. Those are two most important parameters, because there are other parameters you can measure with a cardiologist, but not the most important. The most important is how thick is your blood, and is your plasminogen activator inhibitor, which ties also to C-reactive protein normalizing. You heard about those before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a science to this. Some people say, well, you can't prove that. Yes, we can, actually. You can do the test, and there are federally certified laboratories. And even if your doctor's not familiar with it, there's tons of science here. In fact, we'll be getting Dr. Holzworth on, probably do a simulcast. He's not available during the day in the Colorado time to do more of a regular show. He's a busy guy, but we'll get him probably after the show, you know, Mountain Standard Time or on a weekend, and we'll do some good videos and simulcast them and put them in our archives so people can get access either live or in the archives. Now, when you hear about people switching from the knockoff formulas to Cardiovasc, and you see how much better they do, opening up arteries, reducing chest pain, you know, improving heart failure, lowering blood pressure, it's distressing that probably some people are actually getting complications because they're taking knockoffs, or they're just taking drugs from their doctor. Now, yeah, some patients are going to require, let's say, a diuretic and one or another drug, but you want to reduce that to minimum or none at all, because the more drugs you take, the more likely you're going to have complications, right?
Yep, absolutely. There's lots of interactions, and all drugs have side effects. No doubt, no getting around that. So,
yeah, in fact, it's funny. We call them side effects. It's really funny. If you listen to the big commercials on television, you get 4 to 6 seconds of benefits and about 54 to 56 seconds of how the drugs will make your life miserable or kill you prematurely. That's why I've invented these new terms of the PHARM, F-A-R-M, or the pharmacy, H-A-R-M, pharmacy, where, you know, you're on 8 or 9 drugs and your body can't detoxify all the blood goes from the same pathways in your liver, and your blood levels get into orbit because of that, and as a result, you put yourself in danger of a toxic effect of too much of the drug around, or that your body just can't detoxify it, or it doesn't address the issue. For example, if you can take a blood-thinning agent that may make you bruise easier, but it doesn't reduce your real risk of having unstable plaque, and your PI-1 level is still high, and your blood viscosity is high, you're going to get in trouble, right?
Yep.
I think we're going to break, yeah. But I'll be back in a minute. I don't know what's going on with their internet. I'll get Michelle to check out.
Are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Fareed, when we're talking about cardiovascular, we have some very powerful formula that actually, in many cases, is going to rescue people from hypertension and heart disease.
Yes.
So, Fareed, okay. Go ahead and tell us, why do you think that is?
Well, I think you have to look at the overall formula, and one of the things that I should mention is that CardioVasc is actually approved in Canada as a medicinal product. It has an NPN number, stands for natural product number.
Can you hear me better now that I'm on? It sounds like I'm back on the regular broadcasting. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. So, yeah, our internet is still fluctuating, but
Well, I guess I spoke too soon.
The certification for NPN is so different. What happened?
Right. Why we were able to get an NPN for this product is because we are able to demonstrate that CardioVasc does two things very well. Number one, it acts as a hot heart tonic, and number two, it supports peripheral circulation. And that those claims are actually on our bottles in Canada. And the bar to get the approval to say that is actually very high. And so when we applied for this NPN number, it was a 10-year process, and we had to submit volumes of evidence to support our claims. And so CardioVasc is a proven formula. It's it's supported by the evidence, and also supported by the test of time and thousands and thousands of people who've had success using this. So the key here is that CardioVasc works on both the heart and the circulatory system. It's not just strictly focused on the heart.
Now, the important thing to realize is that in a healthy heart and vascular system, the heart is actually only about 30% of the flow away from the heart.
Correct. So the rest of the work is done by the blood vessels, and the blood vessels actually move the blood through your system and back to the heart. And so if those aren't functioning properly, if there's issues with the endothelium, the blood vessels aren't able to do their job as well, if at all. And then we end up with all kinds of problems related to poor circulation. Fatigue,
right.
You know, slow healing of wounds, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, circulation, if you think about it, if it stops for even 2 minutes, we're dead.
Well, yeah, the fact is that you don't need to go that long either.
Correct. Are you back online, Dr. Bill?
I think I am, but I think there's a problem with the an echo. And I have a feeling it might be because I'm still connected by phone.
Okay, I see.
I'll cut that up. Can you hear me now?
Now I hear you the more normal way.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, hopefully it won't happen again. Our Cox, I just tested our speed again. It's back up to normal. God knows what's going on with these guys. For all I know, it could be an attack, but I think it's more likely just technical failure and poor service. How's that? Again, you don't want poor service to your heart, because if your service fails in your heart, you fly away home, as they say in that song, I'll fly away, right? You don't want to fly away. Take your CardioVasc, get it today. At NutriMedical, we have it always on special, always free delivery. Thank you for Reed. Stay right there. I'll give you a time for a follow-up for us to have you back on the program, and hopefully we'll stay stable here the rest of the show. We'll be back in just a minute, the rest of hour number two.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. It looks like our phone lines are fixed, at least in our internet, at least for the moment, and hopefully we'll pray through this that we'll have great phone lines the rest of the show. Now, this hour, of course, is usually our health and wellness hour, so I want to continue with talking about health and wellness issues. I'm going to go over some of the things that are going to be in our health and wellness protocol PowerPoint, and you give an idea of the kind of things that we need to talk about. Firstly, we want to have a value-added tax to replace insurance, which, by the way, in Canada put the VAT in years ago. It was to replace health insurance, which it did to a great extent. VAT, by the way, there's been discussed by some of the Democrats. I think it should be something that the Republicans want, too, because it could also replace the occupational health costs of taking care of occupational people for jobs, which would dramatically reduce the cost of actually manufacturing anything in America. The next thing is to get rid of state licensure. No state licensure of any group whatsoever, chiropractic or massage, whatever, have national licensure. So if you want to move, you have national licensure. And it should be not a government, but a non-government organization, and you can, most of the training can be done online, although there'll be centers of excellence to learn procedural skills and make sure you're up to snuff. And they should be doing regular continuing education to make sure you still maintain that level of knowledge and the upgraded knowledge that's necessary to maintain your competency. We need to have mediation, not malpractice. So no more malpractice, it's gone. Mediation meaning you identify people that need to have retraining or are having problems with their practice early, and then you just get them into a program rather than letting them either harm patients or not being up to grade, up to speed with the latest technology, whether it's in whatever medicine. Remember, all health professionals are art based on science, whether it's chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy, psychology, everything is basically an art based in science. We want lateral training, which means you can start off as a military medic, and because of your training and experience, you can train laterally, or if you're a nurse practitioner, you can train up to become an obstetrician. So I want lateral training so that someone can train laterally online and then go to centers of excellence so they can prove that they actually have the skill sets to do, say, C-sections or surgical procedures, or learn how to use a C-arm for doing this or that procedure, let's say an arthroscopic repair of a joint. We want what we call ecological life care. Basically, we have to look at the whole person and their environment. You know, are they drinking water from Flint, Michigan, which is toxic? Are they eating toxic foods? Are we allowing genetically modified foods that are experimenting with a population? Are we allowing things like aspartame and Splenda and other toxins into the food supply that are harmful to people and will induce, for example, higher levels of blood insulin output? So if you have a positive CRAFT test, which can be done at Meridian Valley Labs, you'll find people drinking aspartame, even though it may not raise their blood sugar, can raise their blood insulin and will actually predispose them to turning diabetic or hypertensive or getting other problems. So we want to look at it ecologically. We want to have, and I would like to have in every home, a QRMA machine so that you can actually test to see what your nutrient status is and so on. And you can send it in with something like Watson. And I could actually develop the software so that you can get kind of a pre-analysis or a partial analysis and say, hey, you're deficient in A, B, and C nutrients. These and these organs are deficient. You need to schedule time to come in for a more advanced exam like a metapathy exam, blood, urine, stool, and imaging studies at a center. And these centers should be like distributed so that they have, let's say, for every doctor, they might have 4 to 6, say, nurse practitioners. You have chiropractors, acupuncturists, psychologists, etc. And you can have a team approach, including specialists that come in rotation to the clinics, so that if you need to have an orthopedic surgeon or a doctor trained in advanced functional or genetic medicine, they could do that as well. And you can have case management studies where you have actually a case management review time during the week to deal with difficult cases. We need to have at these facilities also a lifestyle, exercise, and diet, interventional environmental things that can actually go to someone's home and see if they have a toxic home. Let's say they're producing, they have, let's say, gas ranges and so on, and they're actually producing nitric oxide, they're producing hydrogen, carbon monoxide or formaldehyde. You can actually measure these gases in their home. I had one caller call in repeatedly, and that's actually an important point. A lot of people don't realize that there are radiotoxins, for example, that can be released into your home that can actually be dangerous, and you can actually measure those with a kit. We need to also look at people's genetics. If we know what your genetics analysis are, and there's one company here in North County, San Diego, within 2 to 5 years will have the cost down to under $100 to do the entire 32,000 gene alleles. We now have the 23andMe and Prometheus, and actually if you sign up, I can actually do the analysis of your Prometheus to determine what nutrients you require and what gene SNPs you have. And then if I look at everything else, like, for example, your heavy metals, I can do a PAC red cell test after I do your QRMA. And the PAC red cell will tell me what heavy metals and regular minerals you have. We can do measure oxidative markers like, you know, levels of superoxide dismutase, glutathione peroxidase, etc. And we can actually tease apart exactly why you're developing disease states, what are your genetic and nutritional and epigenetic predispositions, and how we can intervene with technology and NutriMeds, and eventually even gene therapy, which will come down the road. We need to make sure that you have, as part of the ecology of wellness, we want to make sure at point of use you actually have clean filtered water, because if you're drinking water with fluoride or other radiotoxins in it, it's not going to help your health. Remember, everybody walking around is basically a debt that everybody in society has to pay for. Even if you don't have insurance because of EMTALA laws in 87, that if you arrive in an emergency and you need, you know, months of health care in the hospital, we all pay for that. It may not be directly, but it's indirectly, and it affects our premium costs and our costs for hospital care, because it still requires material and time and expertise, and people are paid hourly wages. We need to have, scalar technology to actually create morphogenic fields, microcurrent treatments actually switch genes and turn off allergic reactions, which are basically circuits, and then track people so we know what's going on. So there's lots of things we can do. Now, if we look at the epigenetic and environmental issues, they affect your food, air, water, and scalar technology that's influencing your genes. We have ways of doing predictive testing, QRMA and metapathy, but then we can actually do genetic tests like 23andMe and Prometheus, these other new organic acid tests like Great Plains Laboratories, Genova Labs, and I can do a consult and actually tell you, based on them, whether you have a child with a developmental delay. Maybe they had stack vaccines and they have genetic predisposition because they have a glutathione methyltransferase 1 or some other gene SNP that predisposes that the heavy metals they got in their vaccines are going to be more toxic. So yeah, when you start realizing these things are all tied together. So we have, of course, the wellness of the family and society tied to genetic expression and epigenetic expression creates a stable society. Because if society is deteriorating because of weakness of their immune system, you're going to have increased problems there. So, there was a problem over Cox cable up to quote 315, which is not good, but at least we're still good right now. So, and when we look at the whole issue of dealing with health, we have to kind of say, okay, well, what's the timeline here? Back years ago, we would do kind of example blood tests, a SMAC panel. Now we have, of course, quantum testing and advanced functional medicine testing and imaging studies. Many of these are advanced what's called radiological, for example, positron emission tomography tests. You can create specific antibodies against certain body proteins and enzymes. You can create imaging studies now. They can actually identify different cellular processes. And I've come up with a scheme to create the field ion scanner that Linus Pauling theorized years ago, and I explained this to a radiologist in Los Angeles 5 years ago. So we will eventually develop the type of technology that's in Bones' Star Trek Enterprise in the 25th century, and it'll be us inventing it in the 21st and early 22nd century that's going to actually change the future so that we can literally get total control of health, just like if you take your automobile in, you attach a computer bus that tells you everything that's going on and wrong with the car, and then you can fix it. We want to catch it early beforehand. In fact, we can even maybe at some point in the future have what's called telemetry directly attached to people. Now, there's a 10-point plan that Ron Klatz talked about, and I'll hit the high points here. We want laboratory testing, defined as testing at or near the site, and we're talking about quantum testing as well as functional blood, urine, stool, and imaging studies. We want biomarkers for aging and health measurement, so we need these biomarkers easily measured and actually detected so we can intervene early before disease state turns. We want a biannual, or at least every 6 months, metabolic testing. That means tests, for example, not just the quantum predictive tests like QRMA, but blood tests, urine, and other organic acid metabolites, so we can know exactly what's happening to your metabolism. And it's important to start looking at these. And point four, telemedicine. We need to be able to have experts kind of look at the data, look at imaging, and so on. I'm doing a great deal of telemedicine right now where I consult with doctors and patients all over the world by looking at their lab data, their x-rays, their MRI scans, their genetic analysis, their metabolites, their immunology tests anywhere in the world. And literally, I can intervene with telemedicine today. Aging intervention, for example, let's say you had a truck that you go up a mountain road in Vilcabamba, Ecuador. You can literally have a QRMA and a metapathy machine and even perhaps do blood draws, urine tests, etc. And you can simply have a technician literally gather the data and in either live telemedicine, send it by satellite link directly to a panel of interpretive health professionals, or look at it later. And then you can even draw blood, urine, stool tests and so on and say, hey, we need to test this person for this problem we think is developing. Or do you need to come in to the actual, regional facility to get more advanced imaging and other studies done? That means we're going to catch disease before it turns into full-blown cancer, for example, or full-blown heart attack, or the risk of a stroke or a pulmonary embolus or atrial fibrillation causing microstrokes from what we call vascular dementia. Aging intervention drugs, and we have a number of nutraceuticals now that can, or we call apoptogenic agents like elagic acid, Maligna Block, high-dose power C, and full vitamin K2 menaquinone 7, and our now new nutraceutical to for life extension called the Nutrimmune 26Y, which is an avian immunoglobulin transfer factors. Point number six, stem cells. And I think we should have stem cells banked for every American in multiple labs, at least two different labs distributed geographically. And that way, if they're there for 20 or 30 years, you can pull your stem cells out and multiply them to regenerate tissues and organs. If you ever get a traumatic amputation of an arm or leg or need to regrow a heart, we can actually do that by creating a framework and connective tissue, and then it'll be regrowing an organ that needs to be replaced, a kidney or an eye, a liver, that kind of thing. That's going to come. I'm working on creating the 3D organ printing toner, which will be a version of Mountain Red Velvet. I've just got my information back from the Fish and Wildlife for importation. We have our DR capsule for oral Mountain Red Velvet, and I've worked on a technology of how to actually sterilize it, and we have independent labs that can actually prove that there's pathogen-free. So we're not very many steps away from making an intravenous or a surgical granular or sheet version of Mountain Red Velvet that would be used for organ or tissue regeneration for general or specialist surgeons as well, or burn units, mass units, etc. Point seven, personalized genetic and nutrigenomic testing. And again, we can not only test for your genes, but also test for metabolites and see if we fixed it with our nutraceuticals. So cut twice, measure once, cut twice. We can actually go in and actually intervene with technology, like scalar technology, nutraceuticals, and even eventually do insertion of gene therapy to fix genes that are defective. Point eight, access to gyms. For example, one of the things that you can do a lot at home is in our Nutramedical Amazon stores, we have these special power, we call power trampolines that have a bar so you can hold on to the bar in the exercise. There's almost no better exercise than trampoline exercise for exercising without damaging your joints or spine, but causing a compression of your crystals of your bones, exercising your muscles, and not tearing ligaments. So the other is vibrational exercise, but I like the trampolines. They're inexpensive, they're portable, and they're quiet. So you can listen to music, watch television, you can carry on a conversation with somebody while you're walking on the treadmill or bouncing. It's incredibly good exercise. And I strongly recommend things like the iFit systems. I have one on my wrist right now, and it tells you when to move, so it reminds me I better get back on when I get a break. Or tells you how many calories you're doing. So you can put walks on the treadmill. We have an iFit treadmill where you can walk in pathways, say, in the Andes Mountains, or you can, if you're jogging or whatever. So it can set up a work program for you to help that. So personalized genetic and nutrigenomic testing and organic acids. And we have Great Plains Laboratory, Doctors Data, and Genova Labs. Point eight, free subsidized access to gyms, metabolic detoxification. If someone's exposed in the military to things like methylethyl ketones or toxic heavy metals or mercury, it's really important to detox before they develop really serious problems. Because remember, 5% of Americans are using 50% of the cost of healthcare, and literally 20 to 25% of the world of the U.S. economy is consumed in healthcare. So it's a major factor, not only harming business, but also if your population could stay vigorous and working for another 10 or 20 years, it would dramatically improve the economy. Online database. We want to have people have online database to access information to the health providers and to keep people up to speed, because the knowledge base is expanding so rapidly. Even if you're a subspecialist, it's almost impossible, unless you have time like I do, to actually be teaching and consulting and developing protocols. Attend the World Anti-Aging Center. In other words, we would set up something like a hyperbaric center where you'd actually go. We take your stem cells, put you in a morphogenic field, literally regenerate your tissues and organs in a special center where we reverse your aging every 6 months or a year, literally reset the clock, if you want to call it your aging clock. And that's very possible. And, of course, we have the quality to do a lot of these things right now. We don't have to wait. I mean, within 5 to 20 years, we'll have probably the full range of technology. Right now we have peptides that will actually regenerate specific organs. We've got the advanced Nutramed line nutraceuticals. We've got all kinds of technology now. And I'm working on developing what's called morphogenic field therapy, which means you can generate scalar fields, infrared light fields, by putting, say, a 3.5 audio bus into the lumen photon. You could actually generate what's called entraining frequencies to stimulate specific enzymes or ion channels to reverse an aging and affect the cell membranes epigenetically. Now, if we can integrate anti-aging functional occupational healthcare, it's also going to dramatically reduce the cost of manufacturing goods, which is important. And in the future, and we have to see where the economy is going, what is an economy in, say, 2027, 10 years from now, 90% of the new jobs that will be developed, the new jobs, haven't even been invented yet. We have to realize that. They're going to be tech jobs, imaginary jobs. There'll be jobs where we'll be managing robotic manufacturing, creating ideas, and servicing people. For example, keeping people healthy and vigorous at, say, 80 or 90 or 100 years of age will become a major industry. And so, but we don't want to consume a lot of dollars at the end of life doing what we call heroic things when it just makes people more miserable before they die. We want to make sure it adds life years. Back in a moment, if you have questions, 800-313-9443. I'll be putting this PowerPoint up by the weekend.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and of course, we're trying to track down Gary Richard Arnold. He had a disaster 2 months ago. One of the big superstorms hitting California, a large tree destroyed much of his apartment building he owns and had to move a lot of his stuff out. But he has a tremendous amount of knowledge of the background of what's going on, and we see some rising stars within the White House that I find little concerning. For example, we see, for example, Ivanka Trump literally taking the proxy place of the First Lady and actually getting a lot of positional control of things that I find a little disturbing. We didn't elect her. We also didn't elect Jared Kushner, who was actually very good at the media stuff, but certainly getting rid of Mike Flynn, who should have been defended more, and having Steve Bannon removed from position. Now, partly that was Steve Bannon's problem because he didn't surround himself with the allies. But Trump needs to realize if he loses his base, he's going to have significant troubles, because if he doesn't succeed in everything he's planned between now and next year, midterm elections, he may well lose the House and the Congress and Senate, and as a result, they will start a process of impeachment on him. So, you know, do not be surprised, especially because Congress is like herding cats, that if he doesn't get them moving on a budget, this one that's very disturbing, for example, not defunding Planned Parenthood, not funding the wall, not, you know, putting more money into buying, getting border agents, you know, is concerning. It's very concerning, and I, you know, the idea that you have to regroup in the fall, I don't think it's going to change all that much. I think he should have literally put it to the Democrats to say, hey, if you want to stop government, you want to shut things down, let's do it. Let's do it for a week or two, rather than calling it off. I think, you know, they should have extended a few weeks so they can get the budget through for the tax reform and the health care bill, but after that, just extending it a few weeks, it would have been smarter to wait until just before the summer recess and say, okay, you want to shut down the government, it's going to be shut down for the summer. And maybe at that point, the Democrats will stop playing this game of obstructionism, and we can actually get down to real things like, you know, we want infrastructure. We want to rebuild roads and bridges and so on. But on the other hand, we got to defund Planned Parenthood if they want to stop doing abortions, and we have to fund the extra ICE and border agents and the wall so we can make it secure. And it's not just the, you remember, 40% of people just overstay their visas. But if you're going to bring in illegal drugs, they're going to come through Mexico in a big truck. So if the big truck can't get through the border, a lot of those illegal drugs aren't going to make it here. They're not going to come in somebody's luggage, come in the airplane, when there's 40% of the people overstay their visas. And it's easy to pick those people up. If they overstay their visa, it's just a matter of, well, we know where they are, let's go pick them up and deport them. That's really simple. So I think that's important that people understand that I'm very concerned that Trump is and as I say, is losing his Trump, what I call, modus behind him. And that's very concerning. Let's see now. Now, Gary Arnold, we absolutely can't get him. I guess he's becoming very difficult to get a hold of because of all his personal disasters. We keep trying, and we also are open lines, 800-313-9443. The rules of the road are, you must be very specific on your statement, complete and accurate, and not just a kind of vague one. You must be very specific on your questions, and they have to be on the same line of discussion we're carrying. And if it's open lines on any topic, make sure it's appropriate and there's no ad hominem attacks, except where they're deserved. We'll be back in a moment. 800-313-9443 is a call-in number. We'll be back in a moment for hour number three. You don't want to miss it. Trying to track down Gary Arnold.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.